This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Last time we had the musician Daniel Levi Goins on the show. His wife Lauren was here to sing harmony. But in the past year, their relationship as artists has changed. They've become true collaborators. Now Daniel and Lauren write their songs together. They've renamed their artistic marriage the Lowland Hum, and their new album is called Native Air. Daniel Levi Goins on guitar and vocals, Lauren Goins on percussion, harmonica, and vocals. Welcome back to The State of Things.
Thanks so much for having us.
Hi. So, Daniel, you're married. You get on stage with a lovely woman who you think is a backup singer, and then you discover, oh, she can write? How did that go?
Yes. Well, I didn't assume that she was a backup singer, but I also didn't want to force her into, hey, join the band and, you know, write songs and put her on the spot that way. But the more leeway I left in rehearsals and in writing sessions, she just continued to step into that. And after a few months of touring as Daniel Levi Goins, all of the music was totally different. And so we kind of started talking about it, and I just realized she has a lot to offer and is interested in doing that.
Lauren, tell us how that felt for you. Was it an evolution? Was it something you thought you would do or just found yourself doing?
I think it was more that I found myself doing it. I didn't think I would write with Daniel, and I didn't foresee us becoming more of a true duo at first. But I did notice things changing more, and after our first accidental writing session together, I thought maybe this could become what it is now, I guess.
How did the accidental writing session go? What was that?
I came home, I think, from work, and Daniel was just in an unusual mood, and I couldn't really tell what was going on, and I heard him kind of tinkering around with some song ideas in the other room, and so I went in there and just said, do you want me to stay or leave? Mm. And I decided, he kind of left it up to me, I think, and I decided to stay, but I was kind of timid. It just was a scenario we'd never found ourselves in before, and then we worked together, and it wound up being a good thing.
What was going on, Daniel?
Well, writing is a really mysterious thing, so all these things were striking me one after the other, and I had never really involved anyone in those kind of moments. So I was really nervous, too, because, you know, I love this person, so I thought, this could be strange. You know, this could be bad news. But It turned out to completely augment what was happening even in that first session. And I think the fear of a songwriter or any sort of collaborator is that if you involve other people, whatever you're doing will be diminished or kind of the voice of it will be taken or altered. And I think the opposite has happened for both of us.
Is this song that you're about to play, is this the fruit of that marriage, or was this something written earlier?
Yes, this was completely collaborative, this song.
Let's hear it, can we? Thank you.
This is, it's called War Is Over.
War is over now.
time will come for silence to be found. The crippling walls once mighty crumble down. The wonder of the world no longer drown. Blessing is a morning strain.
Lowland Hum, live at the Upstage Cabaret here at the Triad Stage in Greensboro. Their latest album is called Native Air, and you have at your tables this beautifully bound book of lyrics. By the way, you can follow along. I could put them up here like we do in church. We could have number 13. The next song I should tell you is number 19, Pocket Knife, so you can all turn. The audience is now turning this beautiful book. Fabric, tell us about producing this book, Daniel. It's a beautiful book.
So a lot of what Lauren has contributed comes from her background. She studied visual art in college. And so we perform with these lyric books, and we travel with this art installation that Lauren created that's behind us. The books have been a huge change for us that we've enjoyed thoroughly. I think it's our favorite way to listen to albums, to have the... You know, to have the lyrics in front of us and to interact with the songs that way. And you were saying for you to read and hear is very helpful in connecting with an artistic piece.
I think the songs get in deeper when I can see what I'm hearing as well as take it in audibly.
And describe this backdrop for us and tell us about that.
It is a layered fabric hanging installation backlit of a forest, I guess. That's how I would describe it. It's designed after the cover art from our most recent album, Native Air.
And do these change when you play venues? Do you have several of these?
This is just the one.
That's the one for now.
Yeah.
You have a lovely sound. You are not a heavy metal band.
That's true.
I noticed the first seven or eight notes. I said, oh, that's not heavy metal. And yet, you played a venue where that's what everybody else expected to hear, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that night.
So we had a booking agent for 2 weeks, and and you'll know why in just a minute. But he booked us for a 6-day tour in Florida, and all of the venues actually were metal or hardcore venues. So we had a very small chance of winning the crowd over, and we lost them after 1 second, I think.
But you did have a song called Pocket Knife that might have done it for you. Maybe I'll ask you to play that for us now.
Okay, here it is.
Number 19 in your songbooks.
I saw a haystack under a tree. I found a pinwheel and took it home with me. Thank you.
Pocket Knife, Lowland Hum, their new album is Native Air. And I understand that that song actually went over, that the metal crowd or somebody in the metal crowd liked that one.
They quieted down for the... They kind of watched and kind of listened a little bit.
There was a brief break in beer bottle smashing.
They were hoping the knife would come out. I think that was why. tell us the story behind that. What is behind that song itself?
So as I was referring to earlier on, we really find songwriting to be completely mysterious. And we're also very fascinated by memory. So this is a song that explores memory. And we were having a rehearsal, and I just accidentally played those chords. And the sound of the music took us both to a different moment in our childhoods. So I was taken to this picture of myself across the street from the house I grew up in, underneath a crabapple tree. And, you know, they have those sour apples, and I had a pocket knife, and I would cut them up and eat them. I'm not sure that you're supposed to eat those, but I ate many, many of those apples. And so I tried to kind of create some phrases that brought that same kind of feeling to me. And it brought up a totally different memory for Lauren.
Yeah, I think in that moment you just said, sing whatever comes to your mind first. And so the words that came to my mind were ones describing my memory from childhood, being upstairs in this cabin where my family was staying over a winter break and looking at the snow and feeling very independent and like no one could see me. And I was able to just own this little view from
this window.
It's interesting,
forgive me, but it is interesting that it evoked a memory. I mean, it wouldn't have to. There are other feelings or thoughts or ideas you could have, but both of you went childhood and kind of different ideas.
Yeah.
And we've kind of noticed just in the last couple of weeks that both of the memories are of moments where as a child you feel some kind of independence, which are really important moments in a child's life. So, you know, I'm feeling like I'm cutting to my own food right now, you know. and Lauren is taking in this scene alone and it's secret. And so,
and I'm actually facing a time when other people are going to be cutting my food for me very soon. So I know now how you felt about that. So listen, you had this then on tour. Not only do you get booked in metal bands, but also there was a couch surfing fiasco that nearly did you in. Tell us about that.
Tour. It was the tour in Florida. It was quite a time for us. We had one town where we couldn't find a place to stay, and so we used couch surfing, which is a website where you can find other people who are willing to let you crash on their couch, basically. And the couple we stayed with, they were so kind, just the nicest people, but their house was just incredibly filthy. There was dog hair in our bed, and it was a rough night of sleep. And in the morning when we went to take a shower, the tub was black, so we decided to just leave.
You need to know the tub was literally black. I've never seen anything like this.
So we decided to bathe in the ocean that day. We just drove straight to the ocean to the next town where we were playing. But the soap we used happened to be a Castile soap, and we didn't know that when combined with salt water, it basically turns to chalk. So we were just covered in chalky white film.
The people at the venue that night were shocked, not only by the music, but by our appearance.
It was a rough tour in Florida.
But see, now you know why metal fans like the music they do. They come from those tubs, and we've learned something very important here about Castile soap and salt water. I didn't know.
Just be careful in the ocean with that stuff. I'm just saying.
I want to thank you both for being on the program. Lowland Hum, their new album is called Native Air. They are, I got that right, Native Air, Daniel Levi Goins and Lauren Goins. Native Air is the name of the album, and I want to thank you both for being on the program, let you play us out. But first, I'm going to say this is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Lowland Hum.
How long, oh my God, how long, how long, till I see you. My bones ache, you know my heart's away. So how long until I see you?
saw a rose and it won't let her go. She saw a rose and it won't let her go. They asked me, where have you been and where are you going? They asked me, where have you been and where are you going? I build cathedrals in the hearts of the people that I know. I build cathedrals in the hearts of the people that I know. I build cathedrals in the hearts of the people.